Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, DJ91, and this is The Sauce. Come get lost. Sorry about the delay today, but we are back, and we are back in live in effect. And today, I know last week I always promised you to give you guys the get into some car talk and everything, and I forgot to do that last week. And last week I gave you all the top 10 hottest cars coming out in 2014. So now the whole flip side of that is it would be what? The top 10 worst cars. So the worst cars in the past decade. and the top 10, and some of them are actually kind of surprising and some not surprising at all if you have a chance to look at some of the pictures. They're on autos.yahoo.com, and you'll get to see all that stuff right there. But it's actually, like I said, not very surprising, because some of these cars, if you get a chance to look at them, are not the most attractive looking cars, but cars nonetheless. So at number 10 is the Honda Insight, and it came out April 2013 and only sold 67,128 since that time. And it's a little green car. It originally was supposed to be kind of a Honda Prius, and it only sold about 18-1 was the ratio. Number 9 is the Ford Thunderbird, and from 2002 to 2006 it only sold 559,200 models, and they say that it fell between the time, because it was around the time that the Lincoln LS was released. So a lot of people were getting the Lincolns more so than the Thunderbirds. The next one at number 8 is the Chrysler Crossfire. Came in at number 8 and only sold 52,217 from 2003-2009. The next is the Chevrolet SSR. Those of you that don't know, everybody's seen the SSR. It's the little Chevy trucks that drive around. They're usually the bright colors. They're like a yellow or a bright green or really bright colors, and it's a small truck. I don't really know. It's more so for looks. If you've seen the Chevy SSR, because I can't imagine that towing anything or anybody, you know, actually getting that to be their main truck. And so the next 6 are actually surprising. They're nice cars. If you get a chance to look, it's on autos.yahoo.com. The Lexus HS250H is actually a nice model, I thought. I kind of like the SS, the 250H. The Cadillac XLR is the 5. That's pretty surprising, because the Cadillac, I feel, is a really nice model. The Acura ZDX. Actually, I have a neighbor that has this car, so I'm going to let them know that they're part of an exclusive club. Only 5,822 sold since 2009. The 3, we have the Lexus LS600L. Number 2 is the Mitsubishi IMIEV. Only 2,000 were sold since November. And number 1 is the Nissan Murano Cross Cabriolet. So enough about cars. I just want to give everybody what I promised them. So now let's get into some basketball news. So a lot of people I know, a lot of my friends, we often talk about sports, because that's what friends do. And we often come around the topic of LeBron leaving the Heat. We know that he left Cleveland and that's where he was from. So why now wouldn't he leave the Heat? And people were saying that he could go to L.A. This was on the block. This was on the talking blocks for a while. And why L.A.? Well, I did hear through the grapevine, through a reliable source, that he has property in L.A. He recently bought a property in L.A., a house, and he got married out there. So could all this be alluding to him maybe going to L.A. next year? I don't know. We'll have to find out. But I do strongly believe that if he was to leave the Heat, he would go to L.A. And I think it would be a good option for him. You know, if not L.A., probably I could see him going, staying in the East and maybe going to Chicago. I know he said before that he likes Chicago, the team. He likes Coach Tibbs. So I could definitely see that being a place for him to go. Would he stay? But then again, I don't think that he'll leave Miami. I think he's in a happy place. I think he likes being on South Beach. But if he was gonna leave, I don't think he would go anywhere. Don't think he would go to, you know, Minnesota or the Bucks or anywhere like that. If he's gonna leave, he'll go to a big basketball market, like a big town. So, you know, like a Houston, a LA, or a New York. But the most obvious one to me would be L.A. He got married in L.A. It's all these things kind of putting us in the direction of him going to L.A. Also, too, I've also heard people talk about the Carmelo going to L.A. Well, we can stop that because he said he's not going to L.A. But, well, Melo, then you'll have to win the championship in New York. I know the Knicks fans have been long overdue for a championship there. Chomping at the bit for a championship. To get to the Eastern Conference Finals, I think they would be so grateful. So let's just say LeBron does go to L.A., right? So LeBron's in L.A. They can't keep everybody. They have to get rid of a lot of people. They have to get rid of somebody. People. They have at least two people to cover the space. And Kobe would have to take less money. So would Kobe actually take... First of all, could they keep both? Could they both play on the same team? I think they would. They could play on the same team, and it would be an amazing team. An amazing team. You have two of the greatest of all time. Definitely two of the greatest right now. Arguably, a couple of years ago, people arguing that they were the two best players in the NBA. And now the argument is even, you know, higher now, because now they're saying that these two could be the greatest, two of the greatest of all time, and you put both of them on the same team. Oh man, just the sky's the limit with that team. Who knows what they could accomplish? Who knows what they could do? You know, and if LeBron wins the championship this year with Miami, that'll be his third. Then he goes to LA and he wins two more. I think you have to give him the benefit of the doubt of being the greatest of all time. To leave, get four MVPs, and he'll get some more. Get four MVPs, five championships, you know, in the future. Because if he wins one this year with the Heat, and then leaves and goes and wins two more somewhere else, you know, it hasn't been done. I mean, yeah, people leave teams and win championships on other teams, but not in the LeBron's fashion. Not if he was to do that. Not to that level. Not to that degree. Leaving somewhere and actually winning a championship. Peyton Manning is also in a position to do that. That's never been done before. A quarterback leaving one team and going to another team and winning a championship hasn't been done. Kurt Warner could have done it. He won a Super Bowl with the Rams, and then he went and played with the Cardinals and took them to the Super Bowl that they lost to the Steelers, which was a great game, I might add, too. I remember watching that game. James Harrison intercepted it. They drove the Cardinals. If you're watching the Cardinals drove all the way down the field, all the way down, and James Harrison intercepts it and runs it back 99 yards for the touchdown. He was running. He was tight rope on the sideline, breaking tackles, the blocker for him. I didn't think he was going to make it, but he made it. I watched it live. It was great. It was the longest with pick six in Super Bowl history. It was great. It was a great game. But Kurt Warner could have been the first to do it. Now, Peyton Manning, I think he's going to do it. He'll do it this year. Making history, they both could be in that situation to make history. LeBron, if he does leave, and Peyton Manning, if he wins a Super Bowl, why not be a part of history? You know, why not? Why wouldn't he want to make history? And LeBron, the things he's done with his career have been unpredictable. So I think that it wouldn't be a surprise to me. To some, it might, but not to me. But they would have to get rid of somebody that couldn't keep the team, and Kobe would have to take less money. Well, would he? I think to win, I think Kobe is the kind of player where he would do whatever it takes to win, you know. So he would take less. I really believe he would. I don't know him personally, but I believe he would. If it was to get LeBron, I think he would take less money. I think if I was the manager, that I would do what I can to keep the core together and maybe get rid of, you know, some of the people that aren't part of that core. The core I would keep, I would keep Paul, I would keep Kobe, you know, and with the addition to LeBron, and I would just get kind of like, you know, what they do with the Heat. I just get a bunch of, you know, role players to surround them, you know, a shooter, a tough guy, energy guy, rebound guy, things like that, and just build around like that. But I don't know if you guys have checked it out, but there's a lot of free agents next year, a lot of good people. I'm expecting to see a lot of movement going on next year for free agency. Kyrie Irving is going to be a free agent in the end of this season. But again, he's already said that he won't leave Cleveland. But then again, there was another guy before you that said he wasn't going to leave and ended up leaving. Tony Parker is also going to be a free agent. But again, I don't think Tony Parker is going anywhere. I think he'll stay. He respects Pop, and I mean, hey, he's won championships there. Why leave? The city of San Antonio loves him. Some other free agents that'll be, Vince Carter will be another free agent, but he's getting towards the end of his career, so I don't see him leaving Dallas. I think he would be a really good role player on a team where so much wasn't demanded of him. Right now, I feel like in Dallas, a lot of is demanded of him. Lance Stevenson will be another free agent, currently dating K. Michelle. Those of you that don't know K. Michelle, she is on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. And last season, she announced that she's leaving Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, going to be on Love & Hip Hop New York. So be on the lookout for that. He's a free agent, and he actually came out into his own in the playoffs last year. He started doing really good, so I think teams will be on the lookout for him, trying to sign him to that big contract and get him and have him blossom even more in their program. Jamal Crawford is another one that is a notable free agent. He plays for the Clippers right now. He's done a lot of bouncing around from team to team, so it's kind of a toss-up. I don't know if he'll stay or if he'll leave. I think he likes playing with the Clippers. He does really well. I like the combination between him, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan. All of them are there. Really fun team to watch, really fun group. I think he just adds to that flavor, adds to that culture, and makes it even more exciting to watch. Surprise! I didn't know that. I didn't know that Kobe Bryant is another one that will be a free agent next year. So there could be, if the Lakers do end up signing LeBron, Kobe would have the option to leave, actually. So, which is, again, like I said, surprising. But, again, I don't really see Kobe leaving. I see him perhaps maybe taking less money to accommodate the likes of another superstar on the team. Paul Pierce would be another free agent. He's currently with the Brooklyn Nets, formerly of the Boston Celtics, one of my favorite teams. Paul Pierce is one of my favorite players as well. Sad to see him leave, but, you know, hey, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. But he's also another free agent. I don't see him leaving, simply again, same reasons as Vince Carter. I see him at the end of his career. He had a great career, a Hall of Fame career, but I don't see him leaving. Rudy Gay would also be a free agent. And this is interesting. Tim with Toronto, I like that. I kind of like him and DeMar DeRozan both playing for Toronto. I like him there. They've had a history of high flyers. You know, they had Toronto, had Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady. So I think bringing those two rings, two similar wings, back to Toronto, I think Toronto, look out for them in the future. I think they can make some noise and do really well. So I think he'll stay. And if he re-signs, he's scheduled to make $19 million. So I think he'll stay. LeBron obviously is the one that we've been talking about. Going to be a free agent. Shane Battier will be a free agent also with the Heat. The Heat have a lot of free agents next year. World Peace, Meta World Peace, formerly known as Ron Artest, will be another one playing for the Knicks right now. I think he'll stay. He's from New York. I think he's happy to be back home. And the other free agent that everyone is talking about is Carmelo Anthony will be a free agent next year. I know he said that he's not going to L.A. I know he said that L.A. isn't one of the places he wants to go. But if there's anything you know about sports, anything you know about sports and when it comes to money, is that it's unpredictable and you can't, don't believe anything you hear until it's signed on the dotted, until it's signed in ink, that's when it's real. Dirk is another free agent that next year. It's a lot of talented guys, man, that are going to be up for grabs next year. It's a lot of movement. How crazy would it be? You know, those of us, if you're like me, you grew up watching Kobe, grew up watching a lot of these guys, Dirk, Chauncey, Paul Pierce, a lot of them, and then, you know, you get used to seeing them, you know, with their teams, and just seeing them in different jerseys, and playing on different teams. You know, oh, Paul Pierce playing for the Nets now, that's crazy. Even, you know, LeBron first came into the league when I was 12, and I just got used to him seeing him in the Cleveland jersey. And now he's with the Heat. You know, something's crazy. Chauncey Billups, same thing. You know, I got used to seeing him in the 76ers jersey. I mean, not sorry, 70, sorry. Pistons. Got used to seeing him in the Pistons jersey. Morgan Stoudemire is another free agent next year. Tim Duncan. Again, man, it's a lot of people that are free agents. Trevor Ariza. Is another one that'll be a free agent next year. L.E.B. Elton Brand, my boy. But I used to be a really big Elton Brand fan. And there's not really a lot of centers that'll be free agents. Chris Bosh will be one next year. Jordan Hill for the Lakers will be one. I definitely think if they can, if they have the opportunity, they definitely should re-sign him. I think he did really well. And him adding to the team, I think he has a lot of upside. He has a lot more upside than I think people know or he leads on. And I think his team stand would help the team a lot. Also, if you guys... Sorry about that. We had technical. If you guys aren't doing anything, don't go anywhere. Stay right here, and we'll be right back. Like I said, again, don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss this episode, this session of DJ 91. And when we come back, I'll give you guys my picks for the weekend of football. And we'll go over and I'll tell you guys who I think you should put your money on. I'll tell you about the money I lost and who not to bet. So don't go anywhere. It's DJ 91. Stay lost in the sauce.
Girl, that we should order in. And tell G to put his feet up on the ottoman. We just up against a bunch of rappers I go harder than. Damn, I'm so Katrina, smarter than a lot of these. Sick MZ and the coach just brought the starter in. Yeah, and I'm the type to tell your daughter things. I float high, don't try and cut my water wings. I'm still myself.
suicide balls, I kill myself. Charge into the game, I feel myself. And I don't feel y'all, but I feel myself. Antidote, tell him I deserve a muzzle tough. I'm rapping like a shepherd with the muzzle off. I'm next to blow, pause. And I can hear the critics talking over the applause. Yeah, I try to tell them future, let them know. Send the haters all my love, X and O. I got a black box where suggestions go. But I don't really give a fuck, probably best you know. My reality is brighter than your dreams are. I got your dream girl riding in your dream car. Yeah, and the visual is stunning. I hope they document what I'm becoming. Congratulations. So what you want, in the water something? I'm at the private airport border something. I see nothing from afar, but I'm far from nothing. Put on your poker face, I'll pull your card if you're bluffing. But I ain't with the hard talk, I got a monopoly. Catch me on my boardwalk. Like I said, we pull your card and find out you're a hallmark. Just know I'm breaking world records, no false start. I don't see your point unless it's gunpoint or something. My deal like Weezy first week, 1 point something. And my verse is getting stupider. Wayne, if you're on Mars, can you pick me up from Jupiter? Phone blowing up, so I'm cutting off my cellular. I'm a superstar, know that onto my nebula. I will break a leg, break an arm, and a fibula. When I break it down, when I break it down. I hug and kiss the drum kick. I put the beat in my back pocket and just sit. But you can never be my boss. Again, damn it, y'all. Again, y'all. Pretend that we are some men that get it on and in. I die before I lose, cause I was born to win. If he don't fuck with y'all, then don't bother him. And yes, I but I won't father them. Right.
This is The Sauce. Stay getting lost. I appreciate everybody staying back, coming back and listening. And now I give you guys my top picks for this week, this NFL weekend. First of all, I was so upset. Houston, I thought y'all was cool. Why? You know, I lost a lot of money this weekend on y'all. All you had to do was beat the Rams. And you could have made me a semi-rich man. A semi-rich man. You know how much plans I made last weekend based on that? If you guys beat the Rams, all you had to do was win by 5, not lose by 25. That's all. That's it. That's it, Houston. And then also when your quarterback gets hurt and goes out, you guys boom. Oh, come on, Houston. Come on. I mean, he's been playing bad, but you know, he's had some really good some time with you guys. You know, he's played outstanding, out of his mind. You know, but I will say that the problems in Houston are similar to the ones in Atlanta. It's just when it comes down to winning that big game, winning at all in any big game, it's just non-existent. I learned about that a long time ago. But I said, hey, you know, they're playing against the Rams. You know, I'll take that one. But no, they lost. So, you hear me, Houston? You cut me deep. You cut me real deep. But anyways, this week, these are my new picks for this week. The Thursday night game is Seattle and Arizona. Big surprise, Seattle is going to win this game by a lot. I'm projecting maybe a 21-point game. Next, Tampa Bay, we have playing Atlanta. I want to pick Atlanta because I know Josh Freeman just left Tampa Bay, but you guys know how I feel about picking Atlanta or, you know, putting any Atlanta or Houston. But I'll go ahead and Atlanta's at home, so I'll take Atlanta, I guess. St. Louis and Carolina. Carolina's been playing really good. Cam Newton's been playing really good football. The team's been playing really well. Better than a lot of people thought. Better than I thought. That's surprising me. So shout out to Carolina playing really good football. I have them against St. Louis. Next is Cincinnati and Denver. Cincinnati, I thought, you know, come on, Cincinnati. Again, I had Cincinnati doing really well. Going all the way to the AFC Championships against the Broncos. But now, you know, I'm not sure. They've been playing so-so. They've been playing okay. I thought they'd be doing a lot better, but I'll still pick them at Detroit to get it done. Detroit's been playing really well, too. Megatron is back. I think he played last weekend, this past weekend, and they won. And he is back, so it'll be a good game. If you have a chance, check it out. It comes on Sunday at 1, Cincinnati and Detroit. Next is San Diego and the Jaguars. I want the Jaguars to win because I'm a Raider fan, and the Raider fan, it's in the rule book. You can't root for San Diego ever. So I'm picking the Jaguars to win. I want them to beat San Diego by 50. I don't want San Diego to score. I want the score to be 50-0. Then next, I want, yeah, 8 touchdowns, Jaguars. I want 8. So that'll be 56. I want 8 touchdowns. Next is Buffalo and Miami. Buffalo is at Miami. Buffalo is playing really well. Miami is also playing well. Miami was undefeated up until 2 weeks ago. So who's going to get it done? I think Buffalo. I'll pick Miami. Miami's going to win this game. New England against the Jets. New England. New England just beat the Saints, and they played. If you had a chance to watch that game, it was an amazing game. I mean, fourth quarter drives for both teams, just that New England just ends up getting it done, man. If you were watching that game, those of you that weren't watching it, Drew Brees drives his team, and they score. And then they're up, right? He drives his team downfield. They score. They're winning, right? The game then – Tom Brady comes and throws a pick, and I'm like, oh, the game is over, you know. The game's done. There's no reason. I don't need to check the updates, no nothing. And then the breaking news comes on, and New England actually won. And I'm like, what? How did they do it? And he throws this bomb. This receiver, runs a post route. Corner route, for those of you that don't know, is when the receiver runs to the corner of the end zone, right? So the receiver runs a corner route, Brady throws this bomb, and again, as a Raider fan, we cannot like the Patriots. That's also in the Raider rule book. The Patriots kept us out of our Super Bowl. We should have went to back-to-back Super Bowls, but no. So we can't like the Patriots, but, you know, I have to give respect where respect is due. I got to give credit. Brady threw a bomb, a beautiful bomb. It was a great pass, touchdown, Patriots win the game. I was so sad, so upset. But, again, you know, I appreciate good football. I appreciate good sports, and that was a great pass. That was good football. That was good sports, so I appreciate that. So I have New England beating the Jets, although I do think Geno Smith is doing really well. I don't think he'll be playing, but, you know, he's still a part of the program, so I would like to see them do well, but I think New England will end up getting it done. Dallas against the Eagles. Foles played really well this past weekend, even in the Philly loss, but he did play good. You know, I like the fact that he played good. I just hated that Vic is on that team, and I'm a big Vic fan. I wish Vic would have been the one to do really well. But at the same, Foles did well. And again, I appreciate good football. But I think Dallas is going to get it done. Dallas is playing really well. And I think they'll go ahead and get one on Philly. Chicago against the Redskins. Again, I really believe that the Redskins will get it. No, not the Redskins. Psych. Chicago is going to win this game. Chicago is going to kill the Redskins. This just isn't the Redskins' year. You know, I think it's safe to say that they're done. I think that they should just try to make it respectable. I wouldn't try to make a playoff push. You know, just make it respectable. Just keep healthy for next year. Focus on next year. That just I don't know. I don't really know much you could do with a one and five record. San Francisco and Tennessee. My family, a lot of my family are Niner fans, so I guess I have to go for the Niners. But man, seriously, I think they'll get it done. Tennessee is a good football team. They're playing good football, but San Francisco is the better football team, and I think they'll go ahead and get it done. They played really well last weekend against Arizona. They were up and down for a little bit of it, but I think the defense played great. The defense played really, really good. Kept them in the game, really. They had the interceptions and the forced fumbles and everything. We played really well. Patrick Willis had a great game. Next, Cleveland and Green Bay. Cleveland is playing really well again, surprisingly. I think Green Bay have a lot they can handle, more than they're expecting. Don't underestimate Cleveland. You know, don't do it, because they'll give it all, you know. Houston and Kansas City, well, you know who I'm not picking. And then who I have to pick is the team that beat my team last weekend, the Chiefs. So, whatever, pick the Chiefs, fine. Next. The last three games, Baltimore and Pittsburgh have the Ravens winning that game. Denver and Indianapolis, that's going to be a really good game, my game of the week. Yeah, you have Peyton Manning going back to Indianapolis. Let's see what happens. And he's playing against a really good quarterback in Andrew Luck. So I think that'll be a great game. Two great quarterbacks, two really good teams to watch. And last but not least, the Minnesota Vikings playing the New York Giants. Again, my prayers go out to Adrian Peterson and his family. That's really, really sad. Those of you that don't know, his 2-year-old son was beaten to death by the son's mom's boyfriend. So really sad. I hope Adrian Peterson now, and he's had a lot to deal with. Those of you that don't know his story, definitely go check it out. He's had a lot to deal with his whole life, and somebody like him, you know, again, I don't know him personally. I just see him in interviews and on the field, and he's really seems like a really stand-up guy, really great dude, somebody really fun to be around, and he plays phenomenal football. He's a phenomenal running back. I think at the end of his career, you can argue that he's the greatest or one of the greatest of all time. Right now, he's definitely making a strong case for that. He's building up a strong case for the end of his career for that. So I want him to go ahead and break the single season record. I want him to do everything he can imaginable, everything he wants, man. I really want him to go out and do it. He got close last year, didn't quite make it. So this year or the year after that or whenever, I really hope he makes it. I hope he wins Super Bowls, you know, all that. And now with Josh Freeman, people are saying that they might have something there. Josh Freeman, I think he's a better quarterback than what people think, and I think he'll definitely turn some heads and surprise some people in Minnesota. He is starting on Monday, so we will see how he does. I really want him to do well, especially my boy Adrian Peterson. So again, shout outs and prayers to go to him and his family. Stay strong, man. Keep your head up. Keeping your head up and transition to my team as their bye this week is the Raiders. And I didn't get to watch the Chiefs game because of a previous engagement I had on my Sunday. I know, how can a Raiders fan not watch the Chiefs game on Sunday? But I heard that it was a good game. I heard that even some of the announcers were talking about how, even though, you know, the game, the Raiders lost the game convincingly, it was still a really good game. That the score did not reflect how the Raiders were playing. And going into the half, it was tied 7-7. The game was lost in the fourth quarter. I saw that. I saw the highlights. It was 14-7. Raiders had the ball. And Pryor threw three picks in the game. But, you know, when you see the stat, when I saw the stats, I said, oh, come on, man, three picks. But then I actually watched it and I heard what happened. Two of the starting linemen didn't play. Right? And so what the Chiefs did, I got to catch a little bit of the game. What the Chiefs did was they loaded up one side of the defensive line and just got to Pryor 10 times, sacked him 10 times. I didn't see the stat of how much he was rushed, but they got to him 10 times. And it just seemed like he was rushed. I mean, come on. If you get sacked 10 times in one game, you're going to be a little, you know, feel like a little rushed too. You might feel a little pressure. You know, 10 times, that's a lot. That's too much, man. Your quarterback can't get sacked 10 times. I feel like the adjustment should have been made to change that. They were loading up one side of the line and just getting to him. They got to him 10 times, man. It can't happen, you know. So, shout outs and my prayers also go out to those offensive linemen that played that whole game. You know, whatever you guys need to do, figure it out and be back to work next Sunday. You know, you guys got to buy this week. Do whatever you need to do. Woosah, some acupuncture, whatever it is, go out and do it. And come back the following Sunday ready to play, man, ready to perform. You know, I don't care what, you know, don't listen to what everybody's saying, the Raiders are rebuilding, all that stuff. No, man, we want to be good now. You know, we want to turn heads now. We don't want to be good next year down the road. Let's be good now. You know, don't wait. Yeah, so with that, we will take a quick break. Again, don't go anywhere. This is DJ 91 and this is The Sauce. Stay getting lost. And also, too, if you guys aren't doing anything this Friday, my father is performing. Yes, my father is performing at Ashkenaz in Berkeley. It's on San Pablo and Gilman. It's an $18 cover at the door. You can go online and buy your tickets for $15 at Ashkenaz.com. And it's a Peter Tosh birthday tribute. My dad will be performing with the famous Prestige Band. And it'll be a lot of fun. If you want to be surrounded by some good people, feel some good vibes, some good drinks, some good energy, you know, go check it out. It'll be a lot of fun. Yours truly will be there. I'll be turning up with my dad. You'll see him do his thing on stage. It'll be a lot of fun, man. You should come check it out. So here is one of the songs he'll be performing. This is Peter Tosh, Johnny B. Good. So check it out, and I will hopefully see you Friday. Don't go anywhere. This is DJ 91, The Sauce.
There's two.
back. Thank you all for not going anywhere. It's your boy, DJ91. And this is the funniest news I've seen today. It is comedy. So, apparently, there is lingerie coming out that has a GPS system in it. A GPS tracking system in your lingerie. So if you boyfriends out there, girlfriends, family members, dads, whoever, buy your girl some lingerie that has some GPS in it. Make sure she's really where she's going to be at. Tracking, GPS tracking in lingerie. They've thought of everything. they really have. The article says that Find Me If You Can range of underwear. So that's the name, so you can check it out. Find Me If You Can lingerie. And it's funny as hell. I guess it was created in Berlin by a feminist group, and it was originally made for safety reasons, for just to make sure that everyone's safe, to make sure where they are, things like that. But now I guess people are using it for all types of different reasons, everything. So lingerie sales says 500 pounds. Well, no, not 500 pounds. 500. It'll be 500 or 200. Sorry, $200, and it comes complete with global positioning system. And for the more advanced model, would be about $500. The underwear currently is in London, New York, Rio de Janeiro, and pretty much wherever there's danger, wherever people need to be safe at. So. What a great Christmas gift it would be if you get your girl some lingerie with some GPS in it. Speaking of lingerie, I think my boy might need some. Drake apparently kicked Future off of his up and coming tour. I don't know if you guys were following any of that or know kind of what's going on with that, but the two of them. So first of all, the name of the tour is the Would You Like a Tour, and it started earlier this month. Well, they arranged a tour earlier this summer, and Drake's opening acts would be Miguel and Future. And back in 2011, Drake and Future had a little bit of tension after Drake didn't appear in the Tony Montana video, even though Drake was on the remix. If you guys heard it, it's a cool song. I like the song. Tony Montana. And Drake was on the remix and couldn't even make it to the video. Come on, Drake. So there was kind of some tension about that. The two of them eventually made up and it was all good and they were friends again, but apparently things are back to what they were back in 2011. The story is Future did an interview with Erica Ramirez of Billboard to discuss his album. And he compared his up-and-coming album to Drake's album, Nothing Was the Same. And I guess he apparently didn't have anything nice what your boy Drake thought is nice. And Drake is always made fun of for being sensitive and being on his sentimental type stuff. So I guess this isn't helping that image a lot. Even more, but so apparently Future said about Drake's album that Future's album is something that he could how can I explain it? He said in the interview that his album doesn't, I'm trying to paraphrase what he was saying, but his album doesn't really grab you. It's a good album, he has hits, but it doesn't really grab you. This is apparently Future where keeping it real goes wrong. So Future kept it real, and he said that Drake's album doesn't really make you fall in love like the way his album will do in the future when it releases. So keeping it real goes wrong. And after the interview was published, Future quickly got on Twitter and tweeted, this is quote. Respect to Billboard, disappointed on being misquoted, always love for my fam Drizzy Drake. But apparently Drake had already made up his mind and was already angry. So Drake was so mad he immediately demanded for Future to be dropped from the tour. So he dropped him from the tour, had his agent drop Future from the tour, apparently said that either Future gets fired or he'll leave the tour. So Future's asked to leave, and Future was let go the following week, and they started negotiations to bring him back, but for less money. Future rejected that and said, nope, I don't want to do it. You guys aren't paying me my original money, so, you know, I'm done. He was estimated to make about $40,000 per gig on the original tour. And he's setting up a lawsuit against Drake for lost wages for about $1.5 million. So I hope you guys can work it out some way, somehow, of line up a future Miguel and Drake. It would be a fun show to watch. I'd go watch it. I'd go check it out. So I hope, you know, you guys could work it out. But it's kind of funny, the whole you know, how everything is kind of playing out. It does kind of seem like it's a little sensitivity going on there, but they'll work it out. They're grown men. And apparently the person who'll be replacing Future on the up and coming tour is Jhené Aiko, who is on a couple of Drake's songs. I know she was on a lot of his songs on which album was that? On one of his mixtapes, I believe it was. She was on one of his songs on "So Far So Gone," the mixtape that actually really put him on. And she's a good artist. I like her. She kind of reminds me of Cassie. If any of you have listened to Cassie or know who Cassie is, that's who she reminds me of. And that would be I think it'll be a good addition. I think people would more want to see Future on there. But she'll be fine. So in other news, I don't know if you guys checked out the BET Hip Hop Awards last night, but they won last night. It was fun. Not really as good as I would have hoped, but the awards were fun. The awards are always interesting and fun to watch. But the cyphers are really good, which is why I really like to watch the BET Hip Hop Awards, just for the cyphers. You know, we pretty much already know who's going to win awards. We know Drake is going to win an award. We know Nicki Minaj is going to win an award. We know Kendrick Lamar was going to be nominated. You know J. Cole was going to get nominated. You know who's going to get nominated. You pretty much know who's going to win. So people don't really watch for that. I think people watch more for the performances. And more so for, you know, to watch, look what people have on, look who's with who, and look for any moments they might have. And I remember one year there was a big fight, people throwing chairs, and it was on the TV. It's all pre-recorded, but still, you know, just to hear about it and watch it, I think people were really interested in that. But the best cypher, I thought, was the one with Slaughterhouse. Slaughterhouse, for those of you who don't know, is the group that Joe Budden was in. He was on Love & Hip Hop New York. I don't think his verse was the best, but I think his group, Joell Ortiz, Crooked Eye, Royce da 5'9", I really feel like they really were the cleanest, the best cyphers. But you all, you know, can make your own opinions, formulate what you want. You go check it out. I'm not sure if it's up on YouTube yet, but what it is, just type in BET Hip Hop Awards Cyphers 2013 and you'll see it. But again, there were some really good cyphers there. It was really fun, really interesting. So when you get a chance, go check that out. But Kevin Hart and his group, his guys were on there. Hilarious. Oh, man. Their show promoting their new season as well, of season 2 of Real Husbands of Hollywood comedy. I don't know if you guys got a chance to watch it last year, but if you didn't, you really need to. Funny as hell, hilarious. Breakaway suits, he on breakaway shoes. That was part of the cipher that was on last night at the BET Hip Hop Awards. Really, really funny, man. I think they'll come on. No, I'm pretty sure they'll come on again today. So if they do come on today, go watch that and check it out, because it is funny as heck. Honestly, the last season of Real Husbands of Hollywood wasn't as funny as I thought it. Well, I take that back. It wasn't as consistently funny as I thought it was going to be. There were some episodes that almost had me in tears. The first episode was hilarious. The one when he fought, when he was boxing, that one was hilarious as well. There were a couple other ones that were funny. The one where they had Faison Love That was funny when he just comes to Kevin Hart's house and he won't leave. That one was pretty funny. So hopefully this season will be more consistently funny than the last one. I think Kevin Hart is hilarious. I think he needs to get back to his old comedy self. Because I watching some of the old Kevin Hart, it was just comedy funny the whole time. I'm in tears the whole time. He's still funny. The guy's still funny. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, if he gets back more to his grown folk comedy, you know, I feel like now it's more, he's more animated. He's moving around. He's doing all this, doing that. But I think he's funnier than the way he acts. I think he's a funnier person than, and just dancing around and, you know, doing things like that. But you get a chance, check it out. The Cyphers are really good, really funny. And, so go check out The Cyphers and when you get a chance. Hopefully this year's Real Husbands of Hollywood is more consistently funny than the last one. In technical news, I don't know if you guys knew about the iPhone 5C that has come out, recently released. If you haven't heard about it and you want one after this, I don't think you want one. Apparently, there are a lot of problems with the 5S model. You know, I was always told, you want to do something, don't be the first to get it. You know, be the first to do it, because apparently the 5C has a lot of problems. It says Apple made huge mistakes with the 5C. It says it doesn't include many of the cool new features in the 5S. So the 5C doesn't have the fingerprinting sensor. It doesn't have an updated camera. And it only costs $100 less than the 5S. So maybe we should be talking a lot more or less if we're not going to have the same stuff and the same quality. It's kind of like, I don't know if you guys remember, it's kind of like the Sidekick and the Sidekick ID. You guys remember the ID came out? Everybody thought that was going to last, but I don't know. It was only out for, 3 months? And when everybody had IDs and nobody had the IDs anymore, the Sidekick IDs. The 5S is the same way. It's plastic. Jobs did say that there would be – he had the plastic one, and he said that there were going to be problems with the plastic, but I guess they went ahead and made it plastic. Now, I mean, it comes in colors, which is cool, but, you know, people can buy iPhone skins wherever. So – if you're thinking about getting the 5C, definitely hold off on that, because there are up-and-coming problems with it. Or not up-and-coming, there are problems with it. So just be on the lookout, keep an ear out to see when they fix the problems. And Apple sold way more than they were projected to sell. Opening week, they sold 9 million. Of the 5S and the 5C models their opening week, and they beat the estimates of 6 to 7 million. Also, too, just a side note, you know, Apple is worth. So, if Apple was to cash out right now, so if Apple was to take their money now, say forget it, you know, this is it, no more Apple, cash me out. You know how much money they would be worth? They would cash out $147 billion. It's a lot of zeros. That's a lot of decimal places. $147 billion. That is a lot of money, freakishly a lot of money. And also, too, I think you guys would be excited to hear about the government is going to leading towards ending the shutdown. They recently presented a bill that hopefully will get it shut down. Really recent, so. Be on the lookout for that. If you want to look or hear some more about it, just go on the internet, look it up on yahoo.com. The news on yahoo.com, and it will tell you more about that. But that is good news that the government did find they're getting closer and closer to a shutdown. Thank you all for listening to my show, DJ 91 The Sauce. Thank you all for getting lost. Tune in next week. My show comes on same time, 2:15, and we'll have a great show for you. So have a great weekend. Happy hump day. And I'll see you guys back here same time, same place next week.
Yeah, look, I kiss money though. What is you talking about? Straight out the slaughterhouse, straight out the dragon's mouth. Fire you can't put out, tires are standing out. The coupe look pigeon toed. I be in a different mode, I be in them different clothes, I be with them different folks. And all girls are the same, but mine are different though. And as far as terrific goes, I gets kissed with no mistletoes. Every eyes and pretty toes, and she can go until her. I'm sitting high on them inches, I'm in the nosebleeds, I'm on a paper chase.